This is D, and another Russell Corner. I finally got a partner. Yo, Shaggy, introduce yourself, man.
Hey, everyone. Shaggy Black from VNS. Wrestle lover. Like long walks in the park nights with my gator shoes on. I like comic books, and I also like the color pink.
All right. There's nothing wrong with the color pink. Very strong color. Anyway, one of my wrestling heroes were, and I'm not ashamed to say it, one of my heroes as a kid was Bret Hart. And
Yep. Mine was Bret Hart and Macho Man.
Yeah, mine's Macho. Macho Man's my favorite wrestler of all time. That being said, if you would give your top five wrestlers, who are your top five wrestlers?
We want to go all-time or, like, all-time?
Look, that's another show, because I really do want to do that, but I want to do that after WrestleMania.
So you want to go old school shit?
No, I'm talking about who's your favorites of all time. If you had to pick I said favorites. I'm not saying, if your favorite is Vader. Vader's the greatest of all time. I was like, no, you're crazy, but
that's who I would pick, though. I mean, if Vader was my favorite, though, you got to let me have that. Can I include current?
Yes.
All right. My favorites, top five, if I had to throw them out there off the top of my head, I'm not going to put them in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Macho Man, Roddy Piper, Punk, Samoa Joe, and it's kind of a tie between fucking Bret Hart and, because I always switch it between Owen, Bret, or,
What, Davey Boy?
Stone Cold,
all right. Because, you know, reintroducing myself on that, my top five, and I can say it off the top of my head because I went over it a billion times in my brain, Macho Man is my favorite of all time.
Same here, dude.
Yes, you can't beat him. Stone Cold, Bret Hart, Chris Jericho, and Triple H. Chris Jericho, I'm insane for that dude. Yeah, I never realized how much I really liked him, man.
D, man, me and you are similar, dude, because Chris Jericho is in my top 10.
Yeah.
I actually got called when I was starting my dreadlocks and I had my little long goatee. I was got called the Black Chris Jericho.
Why? Because you look like the Ayatollah Rock and Roller.
Pretty much, dog. And you know he's in my top. He's in my top 10. I don't have him like top. Well, I don't have those in the top five.
Boy.
If you notice, three out of the five of those wrestlers are like old school attitude era.
Yeah.
So it's like. It's up there. Roddy Piper and Macho Man are my, top two. Punk is, up there.
It's going to shock you. Piper is actually in my top, because I actually listed this out. He's in my top 20. He's not in my top 10. Now, I know a couple people that kind of beat him out of my top 10. That would probably be Punk, Shawn Michaels, and I'm going off my head with this. Punk, Shawn Michaels, Eddie Guerrero, and, God, I want to say Sting, but I'm not really that big of a Sting fan. Because I like Sting, but I think I like the thought of Sting being the best.
Yeah, man. He was, if you think about it, he was one of the best what WCW had to offer. Oh, when I think of WCW, I think of Sting. Sadly, I think of Flair more than I think of him in WWF.
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, I started wrestling. This is going to show you our age difference right here. I started watching wrestling when I was a kid in 88, and I was like four. And that was the only time I saw it was when I went down south. And we saw Jim Crockett Promotions. That shows you how old I am.
Damn, son. When I got in there, Crockett was still going.
Crockett dissolved in either 88 or 87. You know, don't get me on that, but I remember it being Crockett back then. So.
Now the funny thing is we brought up Crockett and then I bring up Ric Flair. Flair is actually in my top, he's also in the top 10. He was actually the first wrestler I've seen live with hair.
Oh,
it was a WCW, it was a WCW house show. He came up, he came out with the robe. It was me, my dad, and my sister. We went, it was fantastic. And I was like, wow, man, it was the spectacle of it. Now, on top of that, I've also witnessed his last match, quote unquote, at WrestleMania in Orlando.
You went to that WrestleMania?
Yes.
Awesome, dude. Awesome, man.
I'm going to WrestleMania. Yeah.
That's on my bucket list, man. I want to go to.
Dude, I've been to two.
Which ones you been to?
I've been to the one in Orlando, and I've been to the one in Atlanta.
Dude, you better than me, man. You better than me. I can't. You talking to a nigga that can barely get to a house show.
I'm not gonna say I had bank. I had considerable income to help me get to that. Not to mention that the Orlando one was literally not even like an hour and a half away.
And when they were, you know, it's kind of funny. That's when I got back into wrestling. See, I fell out of wrestling. This is actually kind of weird. I fell out of wrestling around about, I say about 2002. I was falling out, and I quit on wrestling in 2005 when Eddie Guerrero died. I was really hurt by that. I just straight up quit. I was like, I'm done with wrestling. Then I got back into wrestling when Chris Benoit died. That's the weirdest shit I know.
And what I remember
about that WrestleMania, wasn't they saying it was hard to sell tickets because it was worried it was going to rain or something like that?
Yeah, it was weird. Because it wasn't sold out. They always like to say WrestleManias are sold out.
Oh yeah, it ain't. No. But, I already knew that one sold out. I knew that one wasn't sold out.
I can already tell you, after the two WrestleManias I've been to, you can get a ticket. I kid you not.
Now you so you think the one they have in New York is sold out? Come on, it's New York. It's a New York one, man.
You can. All the good seats are gone. What they mean by sold out is like all the TV seats are gone. You can get in the nosebleeds for about $30.
At WrestleMania, $30?
Yes, dog. I know this for a fact because one of my friends' brother, who went with us to the Orlando WrestleMania 24, mm-hmm. He bought a ticket. He didn't buy a ticket with us. He bought one late, and he just bought one for like $25. Yeah, it was in the nosebleeds, and yeah, it was way far away from us, but he went.
I was saying, because the only reason I said that is because, only reason I said the New York one is because, number one, it's the New York show, and this is not knock y'all Southern fans, but I think the New York fans, the New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania fans, they ravenous, man. They love WWE. That's old Vince's territory right there, man. So, that's, you know, if Vince know anything, he knows New York City, you know what I mean? So, yeah. If any WrestleMania I expect to be totally sold out, will probably be this one. But even then, I'll be really honest with you, not with that main event, no. Mm-mm. Not with that main event. Because I'm really harping that the whole crowd just boos the shit out of Rock and Cena the whole time. A part of me is hoping. I don't think it's going to happen. But a part of me is hoping.
I'm going to give you about like 30% chance that might happen.
Yeah.
Because The Rock is still quite popular.
He is. And don't get me wrong. I don't like this version of The Rock, but he's insanely popular. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is our smart remarks.
Yeah.
So it's like, this sucks, man. Rock was great. And like bad guy, good guy, and this dude's like all Hollywood out. Even Hollywood Rock, when he came back the one time, was glorious. But this one kind of blows, you know what I'm saying?
It feels like he's like, you know, and that's one thing to say that your heart's not all the way in it. Because if his heart wasn't in it, he wouldn't come back this year. I can say that much right now. Unless you know, you can say, hey, it's a payday. I guess so, but. I don't know. There's just something that's really eating me up about that. It's not really like pissing me off where I turn the channel. It's just that he's boring to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If the matches were better that he had with Punk and Cena, then we probably would not be having this discussion. Granted, the second Punk match he had was actually way better.
I heard it was better.
Way better than the Rumble one. But
I hope it's way better. Anything's, but because me and my boys on the forum, we was like, anything's better. Because I saw the one at Elimination Chamber, I thought that was just horrible. But I tell you this much, it was better than what he put out last year with him and Cena. The only reason why is because this only. Now tell me, did you see that match? And you did see that match, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
did Rock look like he blew up like 10 minutes into it?
He
was like huffing and puffing. He wasn't keeping.
Oh, yeah, he was out of shape.
Yeah,
he was
out of shape. Thank you. I just wanted to make Cena, sure I wasn't stupid.
Cena, the Cena match, he could go at his own pace because Cena's not a fast guy.
Yeah, he ain't.
But Punk is a little more agile, and he trying to keep up with him, and Punk has to wrestle to his style. Yeah, yeah. So,
and the one thing that, and that's the one thing I told somebody, let's not get crazy here. The Rock was a decent, he was always, I say, decent, well, you know, I say above average wrestler anyway, but he wasn't the type of person that can like adapt to anybody's style. That's not, that's the one advantage you get when you like a smaller wrestler anyway, you know what I mean? You can adapt to different people's styles. You can sell stuff differently. You can carry the match differently and all that. But whatever. That's beside the point. I'm getting way off the point that I wanted to ask you another question, though. Since you are telling me who your top five and all that, what do you watch? What is your base? Will you watch wrestling? What in wrestling do you watch?
Okay, obviously I watch WWE,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's of course.
Right, but now, sometimes you don't get the wrestling that you can get from WWE. You get the storylines, which is fine.
My nigga, thank you.
Exactly. You can get the storylines, but you don't get the wrestling. Usually SmackDown was the show to get the wrestling, but what sucks about SmackDown is it's not live.
And for some reason, I don't know, at least I guess it's the batch of people that's on SmackDown right now, and they're really not really giving a fuck. Lisa Mike.
Well, no, it's not even that. Those same people that's on SmackDown get promoted on Raw, so it's not.
Yeah,
even
that's real. There's no separation of the shows anymore. You're right.
There's no real. Think about it. We didn't have a draft this year last year. So there's just no in between. So it's pretty much like you got it's just, and then what makes it so bad is it's taped. So it's not, with it not being live, they only do like what, three, four live SmackDowns a year.
If that.
Yeah, if that. And then, you know, why watch it when I can read about it on Tuesday? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. That's what blows about it also, because I guess it's, I think the best example of it was when the title changed hands on SmackDown. Everybody knew about that shit on Tuesday, and it made it really so bad, WWE even put it up on their website on that Wednesday morning. So that's the official WWE, just like, we don't even give a fuck no more.
Pretty much, man.
Anyway, go ahead.
What I watch after WWE, pretty much, PWG, which is short for Pro Wrestling Guerrilla.
Mm-hmm.
I watch Dragon Gate. Dragon Gate USA. There's a difference.
Yes, there's a difference.
Dragon Gate is in Japan. For those who don't know, Dragon Gate Japan. And the Dragon Gate is based out of Japan, but they do have an American one. Of course, Dragon Gate USA. There's Chikara, and also following the pack, ROH.
You know what, Ring of Honor, I just don't get to see. I haven't seen much, especially when they started, because I used to watch all their stuff on when it was on HDNet, or I think that's what the name of the channel was. And when they changed it over because they got like a little network contract, I didn't get to see them no more at all. And I rarely get to hear any news from them because I don't go out there and try to, you know, find out what the heck's going down, you know what I mean? So that messes me up. I have no idea what's going on in Ring of Honor right now.
All I can tell you is it's basically you got Scum trying to take out Ring of Honor. Scum is a heel stable, and Scum also stands for Suffering, Chaos, Ugliness, and Mayhem.
Now, are they more legit than Aces and Eights? Because
yeah,
I'm about to say they are. All right, because you told me before we started recording. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're way more legit than Aces and Eights. You got Kevin Steen, which is the Ring of Honor champion. You got Steve Corino and Jimmy Jacobs, who are the ROH tag team champions.
Wait a minute, for real? I didn't know that? Hold up.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, no, this stable is bigger now. Recently they just added Rhino.
Jesus.
Matt Hardy. My boy Cliff Compton.
You like Cliff Compton?
Dude, I love Cliff Compton. He actually follows me on Twitter.
I did not know that, man. Awesome, man.
Cliff Compton, man. Dude, and also,
I don't hear that many people saying they like Cliff Compton. Look, you don't hear much going out about him. That's what I'm saying.
Man, I'll tell you the thing about Cliff Compton. I like I liked him in Domino when they were Deuce and Domino. Then he was Domino. I'm just saying.
What you hear from Kendrick and what you hear from Kendrick in London is that Cliff was doing all the work.
Yeah,
what you hear, man. Yeah. Well, you know,
but, what what really got me, what really liked me was this dude. Have you ever, you know who Cole Cabana is, right?
Yeah, of course. Cole Cabana, right?
Have you ever listened to his podcast, The Art of Wrestling?
You know, I only listened to his podcast once, and I think it was, who did he have? Old School Wrestling. Was it Tommy Dreamer? Yeah, it was him and Tommy Dreamer.
Yeah, and I love the story. I love that one because that's when Tommy was telling a story about how much he hates Bob Backlund.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Like, you know what? I'm surprised. I'm really surprised because the second he said that, I was like, no way. Really?
He's like, I hate Bob Backlund. He's like, I really hate Bob Backlund.
All people. You know, I was.
He had a legit reason, though.
He did. But, you know, it's kind of funny because, you know, just past, you know, just you know, yesterday, you know, everybody heard about Paul Bearer dying. And I was just looking at all the interviews. It was him and Jim Cornette. And he said how much he hated Sable and Sonny. I was like, are you serious? Because I couldn't expect somebody, you know, you can't expect somebody like Paul Bearer to just hate the shit out of Sonny. And they hated each other. I was like, are you serious? So, it don't faze me no more. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it don't faze me. Like I can, like the last thing I heard about anybody was Trent Beretta, who got released from WWE. He's saying that he hates Kofi Kingston. I'm like, wow, what did Kofi do?
No. I'm gonna stop you there because that was fake beef. That was a fake beef. They are friends. That dude said, if I can say one thing, like Kofi Kingston is an asshole. They're friends and everything. That was fake beef.
Oh man, don't do that to me. I was like, what did Kofi do, man?
Nah. Kofi Johnson ain't do nothing, man. They cool as shit. Kofi was actually Kofi was his boy, man, so they kinda like they're like, man, yeah, he was like, man, fuck, he was like, man, that sucks. It was nothing serious. He was just fucking with him.
Oh man, I thought it was something. I'm like, because it made me think like, okay, you know what? Of all the people, what did Kofi do? What did Kofi say? What did Kofi do? What did
Kofi
say?
Kofi's, from what I'm hearing, Kofi's a good guy in the locker room.
Yeah. And I heard nobody fucks with him because Punk is his boy.
Yeah.
But here's the sad part: it ain't working for him because that Negro ain't got a belt right now, and he's jobbing. Nah. So.
Nah, he ain't. That's because they don't. That's what creative really has nothing to do for him.
That's the big thing that kills everybody in WWE when creative ain't got nothing to do. You know, they have nothing for you. You know what I mean?
They let you go or they keep you around. But Kofi's a good worker, so they're not going to. And they ain't got too many black folks anyway.
Yeah, I think Vince has this Negro quota where he can't fire too many black people at one time.
Exactly. How many, like, here's a hint. How many black champions can you name that's not named The Rock?
Booker T.
In the E.
Booker T, there you go, I'm done.
Exactly.
Yeah, Booker T's the last good one, man. Well, last one, actually, yeah. No, Mark Henry.
You forgot to swerve. Okay, there you go. Yeah. How many WWE champions can you name? Zero. How many black WWE?
Zero.
Exactly.
Zero.
Notice the brothers outside of The Rock does not get the main belt.
Yeah.
That annoys me.
I don't know where to begin with that. And it ain't like a thing where... It ain't like a thing where it's like Vince hate black people or some shit like that, because I don't know what he, you know.
Nah, he don't, because otherwise Coco Beware wouldn't even be in the
Oh, you wrong.
I'm saying, because come on, man. You had other black folks you could have put in there. This dude put Coco Beware in there, dog.
You know what? I think when they put Coco Beware, it was so funny. My father was like, yeah, about time. I had this look on my face like, nigga, really?
Exactly. We got like eight other bros we can put in the Hall of Fame.
Looking down this list, like, I don't know. I see Ron Simmons down here.
Did he go before Ron Simmons?
What is that?
Did he go before Ron Simmons?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Is Ron Simmons even in? Yes, he's in.
He went in last year. Yeah, Coco Beware did go before Ron, man.
But I think Ron Simmons is still signed with the company, and he wasn't like officially retired yet or something. I don't know. There's a lot of logistics when it comes to the Hall of Fame, man. You know how that goes, man.
Yeah. But speaking of logistics, man. Like I said, how I got into Cliff Compton. He was on the art of wrestling with Coco Cabana.
Mm-hmm.
And he told one of the best wrestling stories about how he got stuck in Nigeria.
Okay.
It was him and your boy, he's in Aces and Eights now.
Luke Gallows.
It was him and Luke Gallows.
Wait a minute, was this the one with the Barbarian? He didn't pay nobody.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
I heard stories about it. I haven't heard the actual thing.
Man, you have got to download that episode of Art of Wrestling. If you don't listen to any one of them, you have to listen to that one, because that story is so damn funny, dude. And it was funny, man. The reason I was like, oh, I heard about that, because it was actually in the news. It was in USA Today.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
It was an article about how he was stuck there, and two wrestlers were stuck there and can't get home, and they didn't flesh out what actually happened.
I have no idea what, you know, they, you know, I still haven't heard the whole thing, but it's on Coco Banda's podcast, right?
We're going to plug it right now, man. Go Google it. Art of Wrestling. Coco Banda's Art of Wrestling. You go look up Cliff Compton, and that story is one of the best stories outside of Chris Hero's story that he had with about when he went to Japan and how they were always quoting Scott Steiner. Because what happened was, on the flight to Japan or something, Chris Hero and a couple other guys kept watching best, like, Scott Steiner's the YouTube video. Scott Steiner's the greatest wrestler in the world. And like, they're cutting all the promos, and he just sounds so dumb.
That's one. Did you ever hear the one where him and it was supposed to be him and Beer Money? I don't know what this is when I wasn't watching TNA at all, but Scott kept messing up, and he would reach back for a beer, I think that Road had in his hand. He would drink it, go back like, yeah, but what is? And I got to turn back around, grab the beer, drinks again, come back to the bike. And he said, I forgot, he said, it ain't about me, it's about the motion. And he walks off, and the look on Storm and Rhodes' face is like, okay, whose idea was it to get this dude to be with us?
Exactly.
That promo made zero sense, you know. And I'm pretty sure, let me guess, one of the guys memorized, what was it, Scott Steiner adding and subtracting and all that mess? It's only half a man that I am, which make you one third, and you only half that man, which make you a tenth. God damn it, man.
Yeah, man, it's pretty bad, dude. Mm-hmm. Pretty bad, dude. It was what Chris Hero was actually, I remember the best part. He was actually wrestling one of Japan's top wrestlers, and I want to say it was not Tozawa. It was
Tanahashi, was it? It wasn't Tanahashi.
No, I think it was the Japanese wrestler who passed away like a few years back. I should know it. I remember saying it.
No, he's still alive. I don't know why I thought he was dead.
He would actually it was a three-way match between him and let me see. I gotta find out this dude.
Now you stuck. But speaking of which, I started watching again, actually, in the last past year, was New Japan Pro Wrestling. Dude, Hiroshi Tanahashi, that dude is a freaking monster, man. It makes you sad that he's not going to wrestle nowhere in America. He's not.
Yeah.
He's not. And it's not a personality thing or nothing. I just don't think he will get over in America, because Americans are stupid. And we don't have the patience for good-ass wrestling. So.
Nah, man. I mean, the good-ass wrestlers go to, like, Dragon Gate.
Ring of Honor and all that. I know that. But
they go, especially Dragon Gate, if they're coming overseas. That's, like, the first place that they go to.
Yeah, but, you know, you get some that try to breakthrough. It kind of gets me. I think WWE, since they are more focused on the company aspect when it comes to like who's watching demographic wise, they're not going to go out for the Asian population, because I don't think that's a real big chunk of their the company who's watching. You know what I mean?
That's going to change here shortly, because Triple H is actually trying. That's the only reason why they kept Yoshitatsu, and they're actually trying to get more people, because they occasionally they used to get people from New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Oh, yeah, and I forgot, yeah. Laurinaitis signed that contract for All Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess we'll be seeing an upswing or something. I just don't think, you know what, All right, I was going to ask you about that. What are your feelings on Triple H, period, about Triple H? Because I know a lot of people...
What he's doing in the business?
No, or I mean, period. I mean, the business-wise, him as a wrestler, because I know a lot of people that have this big, serious chip on their shoulder when it comes to Triple H. Like, oh, F him. He's overrated in this mess and all the other. So I want to know, what is your stance on him?
Triple H is actually, when it goes down in the end, he will be one of the cornerstones in the WWE. Like, he will go down not like Hogan or Flair, Stone Cold or Rock. When you think of like WWE, you think of those. He even Cena, but he Triple H will be known as like that. If I had to put him in like a tier group, he'd be like not S tier. He'll be like A tier. Yeah, he'll be A tier.
Mm-hmm.
If any of the he can always go up to S tier if he and I hate to use fighting game tactics on that. You can always go up to S tier, man. If the wrestlers he hire stay and actually put something in there.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
Right now he is actually 0-1.
I don't know because he's still one of the people responsible for bringing in, like, you know, I don't know how much on credit I'm, because we don't know who, because he's a head of talent relations right now, isn't he?
Yeah.
So, yeah, right now, I don't know who's who. You know, we know who Laurinaitis is, people. And as much shit as we get Laurinaitis, he did hire a bunch of people.
him and JR.
Him and JR did.
JR went and scouted them, and Laurinaitis picked them up. But Laurinaitis did the same thing and fired him. What I'm saying is...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know who Triple H brought up outside of St. Carr, which...
Karma.
You know what? You know what, to be honest with you... I can't blame him because I probably would have made the same move. Everybody's talking about Mystico and Mexico, and he's horrible.
You want to expand him?
I like
him. He can't adapt. He can't adapt. He's not like Rey Mysterio, but Rey Mysterio was born here and just wrestled in Mexico.
Rey Mysterio, I guess he's one of those weird guys that he. But you know, this is the one that, you know, I meant to tell you that don't do that. You can't compare those two. You really can't. To compare Rey Mysterio to St. Carr, because St. Carr, I don't think he had the opportunity of getting his ass whooped enough in America like Rey Mysterio, because Rey Mysterio got destroyed in WCW, man. When he wasn't in the cruiserweight matches, it's just Kevin Nash big booted him like 80 times a night.
Yeah, exactly. Lawn darted. Who can forget the lawn dart? Who can forget the lawn dart, dude? Seriously.
You know what? You know what? I do this to my friends who bring it up on the forum. When you bring up certain little things like that, you get a gold star from me, man. Wow.
Who can forget the lawn dart? I play that in my head. And then I play the time when he got thrown through one of the elimination chambers.
Dude, I think the best one I ever seen was... Oh, are we talking about the same one with Kevin Nash threw him head first into a trailer?
Yeah, yeah. That's the lawn dart. That's the lawn dart.
I was trying to make sure. I was making sure, man.
That's the lawn dart. That's the one and only lawn dart.
And I still ask myself, how did he get... Because when he hit it flush. And then when he hit the ground, I was thinking to myself, how did you protect yourself from breaking your arm, man? The way he fell, it's like he just plopped. I don't know, whatever, man. But yeah, but compare him and Sin Cara, you know, that's two different
wrestlers. Yeah, but like I said, he right now, you can say he's 0-1 because, like, he brought in Karma. He had a hand in bringing in Karma.
Yeah.
That's the one he lost. And Sin Cara's not looking too good now. But like I said, if any one of the NXT guys currently leaves NXT and goes to be a champion... Like, okay, put it like this. I say Triple H will win in my book if El Generico, who recently signed a WWE contract, if he goes on TV and he sells shirts and wins the U.S. title.
Triple H will win in my belt if he goes out there and the first thing I hear is, ole, ole, ole. Like, you know what? Triple H won. He doesn't... El Generico could suck for the next 2 years, but he did as much as we wanted. That's what we wanted. We wanted the mask to stay on him. I don't know. Is he getting rid of his mask or what? Have you heard anything about that?
He actually, when he first came on, he actually had the mask on. But from what, but because he can't, because, you know, WWE likes to buy the names.
Yeah, I get that.
And El Generico owns his name. There's a good chance that he won't be able to keep it. He might be able to keep the mask, but I'm not 100% sure.
If they do something stupid like El Canadian or some crap like that, I'm like, you know what, WWE?
Or Eric Generic.
Eric Generic. I heard that too. I heard that too. But yeah, I don't know, man. I just wanted to know your feelings on that. Now, so far, you know, you probably haven't seen what's going on. And like you you already told me before we got on about TNA. You probably haven't seen it, but right now, Jeff Hardy has been off of TV for a solid month. A solid month because they went overseas to the UK. And this is one of the weirdest things that only in TNA will some mess like this happen, where he's the champion and he's off of television for a whole entire month. And I don't know if it was TNA just like, you know, they were planning to have him come back or something. I don't know what they were doing, but I know Jeff couldn't go overseas. You know what
well,
I mean?
You know, because of the fact, well, one of the reasons why he's not really around on TV anymore that much is because, you know, he, in April, his contract's up.
Yeah, but actually, you know what? That's another thing. Did he resign with that? Because I know he signed an extension for him to get the belt, but did he, is he staying?
No, that's the thing. He only signed an extension for so long. His contract is still up in April.
Oh, yeah, I see.
His main contract is still up in April.
And he already made it clear that...
They gave him that belt in hopes that he would stay.
Yeah.
There's a good chance he won't.
But, you know, but he made it... But that's the funny thing. See, he made it clear, at least in the interview, and this is the one thing why I don't follow Dirt Sheets that much, is because he made it clear in an interview that he's like, TNA needs me more than WWE needs me. Which makes sense. You know what I'm saying? In the long run, that makes entirely a lot of sense. You know what I mean? But, I don't know. Because you know, it's just weird. Because of Jeff Hardy leaving, a lot of people, a couple people kind of benefited off of him leaving. I.e. CM Punk benefited off of him leaving. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's kind of...
See, Punk, yeah, think about it. If Jeff would have stayed... And, you know, Punk and him would have had a longer rivalry. You know, we probably wouldn't have got the Summer of Punk either.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't have got that. And that, you know, it's kind of amazing. I thought that was one of the best rivalries I saw in a while. Also, was him and Punk. Man. I thought that was really good. I liked
that was a kickstart. And then you also had a
what was that?
And then him and Punk and Cena being a really good rivalry.
Speaking of which. Did you see the past one of the Monday Night Raws of him and Cena?
I heard about that, man. Dude. I didn't get a chance to see it. I haven't yet. I've started a new job. I hadn't watched a lot of wrestling, but I've been reading about it. I heard it was a really good match. I've been finally having really good matches on Raw as of late, because I heard Jericho versus Daniel Bryan was great.
Ooh, that was really good. It was really good. But this one, and I'm being really honest with you, I'm trying to be prudish as all you know, as all I can be. This is probably the second best match they had. And Money in the Bank, you know, Money in the Bank, when Punk won being the granddaddy of them all, this one was just as good. It didn't have the drama, and it probably didn't have a couple of the moves. Because one rare thing, number one, it's rare that you have a main event this big, that big on Monday Night Raw. But number two, Vince let them wrestle at least 35 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Which is rare. They don't let nobody go over like 25 minutes, which is understandable because of TV time.
It is rare. Because remember, John Cena versus Shawn Michaels went on for an hour.
Oh, that went on for an hour. Yes. Yes, that went on for an hour. But this was rare because they started to fight like 10:40. And, it was about 30 minutes because Raw didn't go off the air until like 11:15. So they went about 30 minutes and some, you know, 30 minutes or so. So it was like really, really good. They gave him enough time to do what they wanted. Punk did a power driver, and I think all my friends already saw the picture what I put up of me puking a rainbow. Because I swear to God, when I saw that, I was like, "Are you kidding me?"
Yeah, Vince was kind of pissed. If you read the dirt sheet, Vince was pissed.
Vince was pissed in the sense of like, you did not just do that on TV. You know that's illegal. Why did you just do that, Vince? Yeah, Vince probably almost had a heart attack when he saw this. Like, are you serious? You did not go out there and do a pile driving. But the best part, the very best part, I think everybody was tripping off of was the little Cena doing the Hurricane Rana, which I'll be honest with you, come on, man. I don't know why everybody's getting on him for that, man.
They literally sit there and are like, Cena can't wrestle, and you ain't gonna ever cut this dude a break. You can try, it ain't gonna happen. They won't do it. But the dude Cena could bust out a Pepsi plunge, which is, for people who don't know, CM Punk's original move. He had Ring of Honor. It was a pedigree from the top rope.
He can
do a Pepsi plunge, and people will be pissed off.
Yeah, because it was so funny. Somebody I put up on, I was actually on Twitter. Somebody had the dumbass nerve to put up there when he did the Famouser, right? He's like, oh my God, Cena got a new move. I was like, you know what? No, shut up. Cena Ben did that. He always done that. He just only breaks out the Famouser when he's given more than 20 minutes to wrestle.
Exactly.
So, but you know, the Cena Karana. See, now I'm just as worse as everybody else.
Exactly.
The Hurricane Rana, there's a problem about that. See, Cena is taller than Punk. That's it. You don't have to explain no more about that move. That's why it looked like that. Cena's taller than Punk. And Punk had to... I give it up. Punk sold it well. If you see it, Punk sold it well enough. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people get mad. I don't know. Whatever. But yeah, it was incredible, man. It was an incredible match, man. A lot of people were just raving about it. You know, everybody... The whole locker room was like stunned as crap that it went that long and that they were going back and forth. It's like as soon as they got back there, everybody was giving them a standing ovation when they came back in the locker room. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it was one of those matches, and it really kills me that somebody said it was like I knew this person said that he thought Randy Orton versus Cena is a better rivalry than Punk and Cena. I was like, you know what, dude? What ganja is you smoking, and when can you give it to me? Because that makes no sense.
Exactly. I can say Randy Orton. You can even go down in history and say Randy Orton Cena was actually could equal to what Punk Cena had, because the only problem was with Orton Cena is that most of us hated Cena at that time.
Yeah.
And we were really liking Orton, but those matches went on forever.
Yeah, but
like I'm
matches,
talking about like every month was like
the same crap.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about that is, I think Randy Orton's a phenomenal wrestler, but he doesn't wrestle. He will wrestle on your level. That's the problem with him. So, like, I thought, which was an underrated rivalry, but a lot of people liked it too. I thought him and Christian, I thought that was an incredible rivalry. I loved it. I love every match those two put on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it felt like Randy was actually wrestling to his potential, because Randy only wrestles as good as you do. That's his thing. And my wife has this joke where every time we watch it, she was like, oh crap, Randy's smiling. And like, why? Because he gets to wrestle tonight. And I look at who he's wrestling. He's wrestling Daniel Bryan. I'm like, oh, no wonder.
Exactly.
So he gets to actually do something.
Like I said, I'm not hating. Orton is like that, dude. Like he will wrestle. He will have a crappy match, or he'll have a good match. He had a couple good matches with Cena. Like, one of my favorite ones is, like, was it No Mercy? It was No Mercy to where it was a last man standing match with Triple H. And the one he had with Cena was, I want to say, the one where he got, like, disqualified, like, three times.
I think I know the one you're talking about. I can't.
Like, it was that one, or it was the
you
one where
liked
he...
You probably liked it because he was just beating the crap out of John Cena that match or something.
He was beating, but no, it was just the way... I like heels. I like heel tactics. Randy did everything in the book to leave with that belt. And the one I always crack up on, I think it was the pay-per-view before the SummerSlam one, where he came up and he looked at Cena. Like, Cena had kicked out or something. He looked at Cena... He looked at, I think Cena kicked out of the RKO, or Cena just went up and tried to fight him again. He looked at Cena, looked at the ref, looked at Cena again, came back and slapped the ref. The ref cute. I was sitting there crying. I'm like, yo, Randy, Randy, stop it.
You know what I see a lot of people, my wife, do you agree with my wife has this one logic. And yes, you're going to bring him up. I'm going to bring up my wife a bunch because she's the one that got me back in wrestling.
Okay, fair enough.
So, Yeah, fair enough. She brings this. She brought this up. She said Randy never is. I say, when is Randy? Like a lot of people saying, when Randy Orton's going to be a heel again? She's like, he never changed. And I get where she's coming from, but has he changed? Is he a face now? What is he? I don't know.
Nah, he hasn't changed. They're just putting him up against weak bad guys.
Yeah. Speaking of bad guys, I don't think they're weak. What do you think about the Shield?
The Shield? The hell? Come on, man. Half those dudes, two out of three of those dudes came from the Indies.
Yeah.
That is a win, okay? that is a win. The other one's The Rock's cousin, but that's a win. I mean, I've seen Seth Rollins, a.k.a. Tyler Black.
Tyler Black. I see a match of him and Austin Aries. It's probably it was the last match that him and Austin Aries had. I think that's the one. I forgot.
As he signed the WWE contract.
Yeah, remember he was going through that little tour where he was like, you know, F y'all, I'm leaving this company. Same thing Punk did. But
that's pretty much what ROH wanted to do, and I was like, come on, man. Y'all could have did something else.
You know what, I'm just going to put it out there. You know, as much as I love Ring of Honor, they're kind of a unsanctioned farming system for WWE and TNA.
That's exactly what they are. It was TNA, mostly, and then WWE caught wise, and they're like, we're gonna
fleece a couple people.
We're gonna take these people.
And I think a lot of people thought it wasn't gonna work, but I'm saying that what everybody else said over and over again, nobody thought that would work. And you see Daniel Bryan and CM Punk with a belt, so you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I was like, yo, when is, because I was like everybody else, when the hell is Tyler Black gonna show up? And then I got really mad because I started watching matches of Dean Ambrose. I was like,
yes, that I was like,
when the hell is
the key?
I was like, Joe, I had this picture of a kitten, right? A little cute little kitten. I don't like cats, but anyway, I had this cute little kitten. It was my signature on the wrestling form. This is every day John Moxley doesn't show up, God kills a cat. Do you want a cat to die?
It's so bad because I was saying the same thing. One of my friends hates him. She doesn't understand why he's so popular. She's like, CJ talks to her a lot on Twitter, man. So it's she hates him, can't stands him. She's like, no, there's nothing about him that's good. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Because I think other than she never gave me a legit reason why she doesn't like him, but I think it had something to do with the Mick Foley beef that he had.
Mm.
And apparently it wasn't like a real beef. It just felt real.
Yeah,
they wanted to do something at WrestleMania. But he kind of took it too far, and Mick said I didn't want to work with him.
Yeah.
But then they kind of squashed that, and Mick was like, be honest, since day one, I knew this kid was going to be special, and I really wish we did something. But, you know, maybe I'm not – never say never. But, you know, Mick was like, I give this dude 100% stamp of approval. Part of me was like, if you've seen it, because they put it up. It was up for like 2 months,
yeah,
and they took it right down. It was like Mick was leaving – a benefit for WrestleMania or some shit.
He was cussing that dude up the whole time,
and he was ripping him. And I was like, Jesus, bringing up dude's family.
I mean, really, man. And I think it was kind of funny. Somebody's like, well, man, John Moxley got a lot of nerve because he does hardcore wrestling. Like, yeah, that's the whole point of this beef, you idiot. But
exactly, he was like, you've ruined wrestling, and I was like, no one with a brain could know who that was until you go look him up as John Moxley.
Yeah.
He came from CZW.
Yeah, he did a couple matches in Evolve, but I only seen the stuff he did in CZW. That's the only stuff I seen him do. And what made it so funny was when they finally got to the time where it was the Shield versus who was that? Which I thought was a great match. Was the Shield versus Team Hell No and Ryback. I thought that was
TLC.
TLC. I thought that was, you know, and I mean it, and it's been a couple months. I wrote it on my blog. I was like, I remember writing on a blog, like, it's been 24 hours since I saw this match. I really mean this. This is one of the best TLC matches I've ever seen.
Yeah.
No joke. And I'm not even going to put it in order, but it's definitely, if it ain't number three, it's number four. Because that match was just so incredible, man. I thought everybody worked it well. What really made me laugh was, number one, they're in New York, so I knew the crowd was going to be hype. Mm-hmm. So when Kane got out, he got a little itty-bitty pop. Daniel Bryan came out. The whole crowd blew up. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. the second you heard feed me, the crowd just shuts up. I was dying. I was like, nobody's going to give Robbeck no type of respect. Then out of nowhere, the Shield show up. I thought it was just really incredible how they did it, man. I thought Dean Ambrose, like, wrestled his ass off, you know, as much as you can say certain things, you know, as much as mm-hmm. you can say he did. But, you know, whatever. But, yeah, but what they're doing with the Shield right now is obviously either they're going to make him break up after WrestleMania or before. I don't know what they're doing, man.
Personally, man, I mean, they work together. Either the Shield's going to get bigger or they're going to dissolve. Because the two people that they're trying to be putting up, like Dean Ambrose was sitting behind the scenes since Money in the Bank.
He was in
Money in the Bank of last year because Triple H had brought up Antonio Cesaro. And Claudio Cascinoli, he wasn't clicking with the crowd, and they were on the verge of firing him.
Yeah, but I heard about that. That was actually kind of weird, man.
It was only because they were like,
and wasn't that the same thing that started Triple H to say, you know what, we're bringing these guys up too fast with zero gimmick and zero thing.
Yep, and that's the exact same thing. He without him naming it, he's like, look, man, we got these dudes. They don't have nothing. They're wasting. I mean, and these dudes have talent. I hate to see him get fired, so you know what? We're gonna chill. Mm-hmm. And then they put him aside. And that's why slowly but surely Dean Ambrose sat there for like months on end. Apparently he was at house shows. He was here in Jacksonville. My buddy saw him for the first time. He was like, man, I love this dude. He was at house shows.
I saw a little thing that was on the internet for a while. It was when CM Punk had the belt. Him and Punk went in. It was at an NXT show, and they actually won Florida Championship Wrestling at the time. But yeah, they went at each other. Being honest with you, I think the best wrestling show on TV is NXT.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second.
We'll get to that in a second. Go ahead.
But
he's like been you was right. He's been chilling for a good minute.
And then they were bringing, and then right as they, because right around the same time, like probably 4 months after that, they brought Seth Rollins up to travel with the Raw team as well, Raw and SmackDown teams as well. And then they didn't do anything, so they sat on him and they sat on him and they sat on him, and they waited for the right time, and then boom, it all happened. You didn't hear about Roman Reigns unless you really fucking like followed FCW or NXT at the time, and I only think Roman Reigns was on NXT once or twice.
I think, yeah.
And then they brought him up.
Because he was on floor, you know, this is before they, Triple H said, F it, everything is going to be in NXT.
Yep.
And he was on a couple shows of Florida Championship Wrestling. But what really kills me about that is, even still, he's been put. I think they brought him up because, of course, he got the size. He has the look. Come on, he's pretty. Come on. I'm straight. That nigga's pretty. So, you know, he got the look. He has the size. I don't know if he has a wrestling skill, and I know damn sure he doesn't have the talking skills. So, I don't know, man. But Roman Reigns is really funny. You know what I mean?
Reigns is pretty much the strength, because you need a big guy.
Yeah, but here's the funny thing, and this is the one thing I don't take away from Reigns. I'm going to say something, it's going to sound hypocritical of me being the Cowboys fan. It's what all Bill Parcells said about Tony Romo. Alright, if the lights come on, it's over. That's all I got.
Yeah.
If the lights come on in that little head of his, it's game over, man.
Yeah, man. It's
if Roman Reigns mess around for one good year and gets hot, it's over, man.
Yeah, that dude, he can be big like Ryback, man.
I think he'll be even bigger. Yeah.
He's got the look. I mean, he can't really talk, but like personally, out of the three stars, the whole star is like Dean Ambrose, man. Like he carries it. He has the wrestling ability. He has the it's funny because all three of them play the role.
Yeah.
Dean Ambrose is the voice. Seth Rollins is pretty much the wrestling wizard. And then Roman Reigns is the strength.
Yeah, I'm about to say he's fucking Mongo at that point.
Yeah, he's Steve Mongo McMichael, circa 2000.
No, I'm a bit Mongo off of Blazing Saddles, but okay.
Oh, man.
Come on, yeah, man. He's the big Russian motherfucker in all those 90s movies.
I'm seeing Roman Reigns punching out a horse. Like, horse just falls over. Bam! Like, bam!
Roman only pawn in Game of Life.
Yeah. Now, speaking of that, let's roll this over to NXT, man. So I'm guessing you're digging NXT, right?
Yes, I like the show. You know what? D has one good question. Where the fuck is Richie Steamboat at?
I think he was nursing an injury.
Yeah, cool. But I know Bo Dallas is up there, and people are like, yay, Bo Dallas. No, where the fuck is Richie Steamboat at? Seriously.
No. Here's a better one. You brought up the wrong... It's like, you like to mess around, and you know Bo Dallas. You'd be like, you brought up the wrong brother.
Oh, my God. You know what? I don't want to go... You see, I don't like the ish on that little dude that much, man, because I don't think he's I don't think he's bad. But no.
Nah, man. See, this is the thing. I've watched Bo Dallas, or Bo Diddley Dallas, for a minute. I've watched Bo Diddley Dallas for a minute.
You just
man.
Made a new nickname for that, man.
Yep. I said Bo Diddley. Come with, like Bo Diddley on the come up.
Don't let him mess around. Let him mess around being WWE All 14, man. I got that game and I'm online.
Bo Diddley.
Oh, snap. Bo Diddley. Bo Diddley.
Bo Diddley. But nah, man. Like I said, man, this dude has talent, like real talent. He was actually one of the, I think he was FCW champion at one point.
Yeah, he's
He is really good.
He's actually
him and his brother. Him and his brother is really good, except when his brother got barred up to the E, he was like looked at as like, okay, this dude's just a muscle meathead and he doesn't know any better. He's a joke. So he goes away. He comes back, is one of the best damn fucking characters you can even get on TV.
Yeah, and I heard Triple H loves it. He loves the crap.
Bray Wyatt is one of the best dudes on TV, and I promise you, I take this with me to the afterlife. If he didn't get hurt for 6 months, he would have been on TV already.
He would have been on TV already.
There would have been no discussion. As a matter of fact, they were going to, like, speaking of bring-ups, they were supposed to bring him up, The Ascension, and Big E Langston.
Nah.
Probably all for WrestleMania. The Ascension tag team, that dude got cut for beating up on his wife.
Now, that's what I'm saying. That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true, but...
It wasn't Conor O'Brien, but that dude got arrested for beating up on his wife.
I'm going to say this. My friend said this, and I'm going to agree with him. You can still plug somebody in with him.
No, that's what they're doing.
Thank you. You get to see NXT more than I do, man.
Yeah, I do.
Thank you.
What it is, they, because they were ready to bring that tag team up, because the tag team division was hurting and it needed a new thing. Then that happened, so Conor O'Brien, which is the only other, the short hair extension member, was looking for, like, you know, they were saying, yo, this team was too hot to break up, so with the benefit of having NXT and everything, you don't know these wrestlers well enough, so you can instantly dress this dude up in makeup, make him act weird, and he'd be a part of the Ascension.
Yeah.
They were going to add more members to the Ascension, making it like a three-man group,
mm-hmm.
and then bring them up, but then, you know, they're still waiting. No one's getting brought up till after WrestleMania. It was funny to me.
Which makes perfect sense, of course. It makes
Bo Dallas won that because they were ready to bring somebody else up, and he was the last cat to bring up. Even when I called it, when they had an NXT Royal Rumble, win this match and be in the Royal Rumble in NXT, I looked at who was in it, and I was like, the only dude they're going to bring up in this is Bo Dallas. Either him or Corey Graves, who is another cat that's actually really good if you go watch
Corey
him.
Corey Graves, you know what? Corey Graves is that guy, and I like him, but he's that guy that could have easily went to TNA.
Yeah, he could have.
Could have easily went to TNA, and I don't know how big he would have been in TNA, but he's one of those,
B, let me ask you this. Is it because of the tattoos?
It could be because of tattoos. He reminds me of, who's that, Jesse?
Yeah, Ink.
Yeah, Ink. Yeah, it could be because of that, but his whole style, it feels like, dude, why are you in WWE? TNA would eat you alive, man. They would love a guy like you.
Like, exactly, but no, that dude, the E needs something like him.
Yeah, they do.
Like, legit, because it's crazy on how great that dude, like, how he's really good.
The only other person I did see, but it was really too early, and I don't think they was looking for a big guy yet, was Brody Lee. I forgot his new name now.
I forgot his new name, too. Because
he's with Wyatt. He's a part of Wyatt.
He got brought up with Bray Wyatt. When he got brought in, they put him with Bray Wyatt, and I'm like, yo, this dude is probably the greatest thing to ever happen, because they needed somebody to be with him, because they fired when Bray Wyatt
Eli Cottonwood, they got rid of
Eli Cottonwood, and they got rid of him. He's Luke Harper.
Luke Harper. That's his name.
Luke Harper.
What's with the name Luke, man? Jesus, man.
Look, I'm still tripping on Cassius Ohno, all right?
Cassius Ohno, look, I can dig it. Kinda.
No. At first I was like, what the fuck is Cassius Ohno? Then I looked, and that's Chris Hero, for people who don't know. If you don't know him, Google him. He's awesome.
He's freaking incredible, man.
I noticed his symbols was KO, which was short, because he, one of his Chris Hero's things was he was that young knockout kid, and so they brought him in as KO. I was like, that's fucking amazing. That works. The name's weird as shit, but it fits.
Yeah. And I think that, and the one thing I always gave, what I give WWE, these creative, they at least they try, man. You know what I'm saying?
Now they do.
They try. They're trying. And somebody, I can say this for Bray Wyatt. There's a lot of, with him and Bo, they have two sides of their family that both are in wrestling. You know what I'm saying? They got deep wrestling roots in their family, man. Rotunda and Wyndham in their family, man. You mean to tell me there's no way in the world you can push these two guys no matter what? You know what I'm saying?
The thing
now,
I get
charisma, and I get, you know, fitting.
They tried.
Huh?
They tried. They tried with Bray Wyatt, but you know, he got hurt, and so they sent him down, which was perfect for him. This is a guy who needs to like go down and get better.
Yeah,
like shake off the ring rust. And his brother, being a fast pace, he's great too. It's just that Bray is just a better character.
But you know, everybody kills me. They straight up saw Bo like, who's this faggot? And I mean it really. I really don't hang around people that like hate, you know, like gay bashing them. But they were killing this dude, man. It's like this little homo looking dude. I was like, wow. Whoa, dude, if I was gay, I'd be so offended right now, man.
I know, man. They are ripping that
they
dude.
They ripping this guy apart. I was like, yo, man, it doesn't matter what this dude. This dude here, I was like, I was saying to myself, he has the Cena disease. It doesn't matter what you do. You always going to be who you are. I'm like, this dude can go 30 minutes with Ric Flair, and Ric Flair can say, you earned the right to go woo. And they're like, fuck him.
Exactly. But no, because people were mad. It's only because people were mad that
his brother.
He got it. No. They were mad because he got the spot in the Rumble, and they don't know who the hell he is. They could say, you could have gave that to somebody else.
Yeah, and I was one of the people like, can't get this Richie Steamboat, huh?
And the funny thing, well, Richie's hurt, so
I feel like an asshole because I didn't.
Yeah, Richie's hurt. He actually had a really good beef with Cassius Ohno.
Yes, he did. You know,
and then he got hurt.
You gotta give it up to guys at NXT, man. Dusty Rhodes runs a good show down there, man. You do, and every time I watch it, I like it because I get to hear Regal, I get to hear JR every now and then. You know what I mean? It makes a match feel better. I think the tag team match, I thought the Ascension, the Usos had a great rivalry while they was doing it. You know what I mean?
That's the team they should push, man. The Usos, they get no love.
The Usos has this weird thing for them. I don't know what it is.
If it wasn't for your dad, you wouldn't have a job.
You really think it's that bad? And they just never...
They don't even get pushed, bruh. They even have their own... Look, man, they even have their own entrance.
And that entrance is nice, man. I thought...
Yes, they have their own entrance, and yet they can't even get a sniff at the tag team belt.
And what kills me, and my friend did give a... He did bring up a good point. He was like, I think they're going to be fine. He's like, don't worry about the Usos. They're going to be fine. They're not going to get fired anytime soon. They're going to be fine. I was like... Why are you so lax about that? He said, trust me, they're going to be there for a minute. If they don't get the belts, they're going to be in there running for the belts for a good minute before they finally leave WWE. Don't even worry about them. They'll be fine. I was like, really? Really? Yeah. I just can't see that. And speaking of tag team belts, the only reason why I think Team Hell No still has the belts, and everybody's like, oh, the tag team division going to shit. No, it's called WrestleMania time. Nobody cares about tag team wrestling. That's what WWE taught me a long time ago.
But see, that's the thing. Triple H, that's why. Why you think they have more tag team matches now than they have women matches?
Yeah, of course.
No. They're trying. Triple H is really trying to rebuild that tag team division.
Yeah. I give them that much. It's just that, you know, you're not going to see much now. And the most intelligent thing is you're not going to see much now because... You're not going to see much now because, you know, because it's WrestleMania season and all that. You know what I mean? You're just not going to see that much. Yeah. So, yeah, you mentioned one more thing that, you know, we're going to mention a couple more things. And one more thing you one thing you mentioned was who would you like to see get signed to, I'm guessing, to the E or to TNA or whatever in general, you know? Because, you know, right now WWE is doing at least a decent job of who they're bringing in and who they're keeping there, you know what I'm saying, for right now.
All hail the base guy, Triple H.
They're getting who they want again. So, you know, who do you like to see to come up?
Of course, the obvious Bray Wyatt.
Oh, yeah, for Florida, yeah, of course, yeah.
Corey Graves, I like. Cassius Ohno. And Richie Steamboat.
Richie Steamboat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When he gets healthy. And Brody. Oh, Leo Kruger.
You like him?
Yes,
you like him. I don't know. It was kind of funny how they made him this regal South African man. Then all of a sudden he's like a game hunter. I was like, what the hell happened?
Dude, he's like a fucking wrestling Craven.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he's like Craven all of a sudden, man. It's like Dusty Rhodes sitting there like, nah, hold on, daddy. I think I'm gonna change that whole little setup for you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, he's just like, no, fuck that. Let's do this over again.
That's an excellent Dusty Rhodes impression.
Yeah, by the way. I love Dusty Rhodes, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. He's a black man. I don't know what you could do. Dusty black, man. What you going with that? I think I would look.
Hey, what you going to do, daddy? It was like, damn, son.
I loved, because I didn't get to, because when I started really imitating people, I can do Macho Man. I don't feel like doing Macho Man right now.
Yeah, I'm
really sorry. Odd. I can actually do Mad Dog with Sean.
Oh, really?
I taught myself how to do it, and I probably sound like shit, so I ain't even going to try to do it. I'd like to think I can do Ric Flair. And like I said, I like it because I think I do too much of the shouting part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, look at all these girls! Like, you know, just like now I sound like I'm just yelling myself. I'm not even using his voice at that point. But,
I can do Edge doing Ric Flair, but who can't do Edge doing Ric Flair? I got my socks! Argyle socks! Woo! Woo! Woo!
Like I said, I like to think I could do that. I can actually do Dusty Rhodes. I taught myself how to do Dusty Rhodes. I actually did not that bad when I actually really get into it. Basically, with him, all you got to do is talk like a preacher, and you pretty much got him down. You got to sound like a Southern black pastor when you get with him. And sometimes, all right, fuck it, I'll do it. And sometimes you got to talk really smooth like this, daddy. Bring it in for the people to understand where you are coming from. Ric Flair!
Exactly.
Let me stop.
This shit'll be terrible.
Cause I can really Flair. Go like Flair. That gold around your waist is gone. Listen to me, baby. Baby doll is on the sideline. She know what you about. I know what you about. And everybody knows that American dream, that's the rule. You like I said, you gotta be really smooth with it. Let everybody feel you understand that you are there for them because you are the American dream. Like I basically anyway, what the fuck all that. But yeah, as for independent guys, actually, I would like to see Adam Cole go to WWE.
Yeah.
Let me just F what you said. There's two people. Adam Cole, I definitely want to see him go there. And a person that I'm surprised you didn't mention this whole time, Sami Callihan.
Sami Callihan actually was rumored to be at.
I would say he was rumored to be there. I'd have no idea if he was or not, though.
Yeah.
So
I don't mind Sami Callihan being there. I would have loved the Young Bucks to actually be there, but that's what you get for not shaking Booker T's hand.
But you know what, the Young Bucks, I don't think Young Bucks I don't know how many bridges they burn in TNA also. Not just in WWE, but also in TNA. I know they burn so many bridges, man. I don't know. I guess that's the way they feel, you know, the way they are. And somebody said they're not really special. They said they're just nothing but Kendrick and London again. They're not really special. So I'm like, you know, I beg to differ, but, you know, whatever. I would love to see the Briscoes, but I don't think the Briscoes.
Oh, God.
I don't think it's ever going to happen. And I really mean that. I really think, unless they're going to be like Daniel Bryan and have this epiphany, like, look, I don't make that much money, and I might mess around and actually really, really.
No. You must have not seen what the fucking promo they cut called cosmetically pleasing.
Oh, what, they're not cosmetically pleasing? I probably did. You know what? When you say it like that, I think I have seen that.
Yeah, they went for the tryout. They did good at the tryout. They waiting on phone call. Next thing you know, they get a phone call saying, "We don't want you because you're not cosmetically pleasing."
That's the one. And see, that's the weird machine that WWE is. And it may sound like, I want to clarify that for everybody listening, it may sound like we're kissing WWE's ass. I'm going to be really honest with you. They do a lot of BS that I really can't stand.
Yeah.
They do a lot of crap I can't stand. A lot of stuff is like, you know, really messed up. I don't think they ruin... this is me personally, not you, Shaggy, but I don't think they ruin wrestling. I think they made it stagnant for a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? You stunt certain people's growth as wrestlers. I think they do that. But as far as thinking that they ruin wrestling, I think that's bull crap. But there's a lot of the crap they do is because it's not PC. I mean, either if it's not PC, and I'm not one of those people like, oh, I gotta be attitude era. I'm not one of those people. But, you know, either it's not PC, it's not what they want on television. It's always something, you know what I mean? It's always something. And somebody said, well, this is what WWE, like, no, WCW was like that until Nash and Hall got there, too. WCW was like that, too. They couldn't show blood on TV on WCW for a minute. So, everybody, you know, this is the little stage they're in right now, you know what I'm saying? WWE, I can give it up. They at least gave themselves enough wiggle room where they can push the limit, but they just don't do it enough, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, I don't know, man. I'm just going to put it out there. There's a lot of stupid crap they do, and you won't let somebody like the Briscoes, who pretty much won everywhere they went. I have no idea why they're not in TNA, and I don't know why TNA is not making no money off of them. They should be there, because if they're not in WWE, they should be somewhere where they can make a lot of money.
They'll eventually be in a WWE.
I just don't see it happening.
It'll happen because if you think about it, they're not really getting pushed in ROH either. Mm-hmm. They go through the tryout. They'll it's not like they didn't like them. They just Laura and I just was like, I don't like their look.
I don't like their look. They're kind of small, don't you think?
Triple H had already proved to that. It's like, it don't matter how small you are, just as long as you can wrestle and talk.
Yeah, Triple H is one of those weird guys. You know, a lot of people thought he was going to ruin everything. And the one thing I give Triple H, at least what we've noticed so far, is that he loves wrestling, period. You know what I'm saying? You can tell that's what when he was born. Hey, I'm going to be a wrestler, and I'm going to take it to the next level. So he's one of those people, man. So I can give him that. John Laurinaitis, you can say the same thing, but he was a puppet.
Yeah, he was Vince puppet. He's with the slip mouth and he was like, "Hey guys, what's going on?" like he gargled cigarettes.
And it didn't kill me by Laurinaitis. Like I said, he signed a lot of good people, but then again, I heard a lot of people slipped under the radar and a lot of people did this. And once again, God knows how big anybody would be. I remember Jim Cornette got really pissed off. He said somebody didn't get signed. And he couldn't stand it. Oh, it was Eugene. He thought they did Eugene really, really bad. I was like, yeah. To be honest with you, I don't think Eugene was going to get bigger than he was. I'm not even talking about the gimmick either. I just don't think he would have gotten any bigger than what he was.
In the indies, they had him, or in like FCW, they had him smart, and then they brought him up as slow.
Yeah. You know, it's weird things what they do. You know what I'm saying? They want to get who they want. They want people that's pleasing, all that. Whatever. That's enough of that. But like I said, Sam Callahan and Al Cole, I would definitely love to see them come up. As far as that, man, WrestleMania is around the corner, as we all know. And I just got a couple questions. Are you really ready for Rock versus Cena Part 2?
Nope. I'm totally against it. I personally thought Punk should be in there and make it a three-way championship match. Punk didn't have to win it. He just could have been in it to freshen it up.
Yeah. Yeah. I would. It's kind of funny in hindsight because I've seen it coming. Everybody's seen it coming. Any person that has any type of level of... If you spend at least a good portion of your time watching wrestling, actually being into it like a regular sport, you would see that coming. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter how deep into wrestling you were. If you were in as a casual fan, you could probably just sniff it in the air like, Yeah, Cena and Rock's going to fight each other again. You can just pretty much see it coming, man. But I don't think it was too bad because I remember everybody was tripping. I was pissed off, too. Yes, don't get me wrong. I was pissed off at Royal Rumble when he dropped it to Rock. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't too pissed because a part of me was like, you know what? Undertaker. He's going to fight the Undertaker. You know what I'm saying? He's going to fight the Undertaker. And that brings me to the final question. What are the chances that CM Punk actually beats The Undertaker this year?
Considering that CM Punk's going to retire at the age of 35.
Oh, you really believe that? Do you really believe that?
Punk is a man of his word.
I don't know, man.
Punk's a man of his word. Considering the fact that he will retire at the age of 35 is, I personally think it'd be, Taker's not going to, Taker's on his last legs. I literally think Taker's going to lose at WrestleMania 30. He will lose to an up and young up and comer, probably Dean Ambrose.
Really?
Yeah. Think about it. That if you the one, here's the thing. If you're the one that beats Taker, you are forever cemented in wrestling legacy as the one who actually got the win.
True.
If you had Punk get the win, which I, by all means, I'd probably be happy as a clam anyway. It wouldn't be smart business wise. Because that dude's leaving, you can't really promote that guy as much anymore. Let's say Dean Ambrose or Wade Barrett actually beat this guy, you can actually have him a full head of steam. I'd probably use Ambrose. You got him for a few.
You named the person I want to name. That was Wade Barrett.
Mm-hmm. You like because he was actually Barrett was supposed to fight him at WrestleMania
27.
27, sorry. Yeah, he was supposed to fight him at 27, yeah, and they reneged on that. What happened was, with that, they pretty much, I mean, you get the dude, you get a young guy who you can probably use for the next 5 to 10 years, and you build a legacy up with him. It's considering that, hopefully, if Punk would have faced The Undertaker probably about 5 years ago and beat him, then yeah, we wouldn't even have to worry about any of this.
See, that's the one thing. I'm not going off of, at least that's me personally. I know a couple of the people that won't go off that same knowledge of Punk's leaving. I just don't see it. See, it's not that I don't believe Punk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe Punk. He's like, no. Because so far, Punk has done a lot. He has done a lot, and I think he doesn't really have that much to prove. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And see, that's the one thing that's going against him beating Undertaker is that Punk, if Punk was given a decision, like, look, like, we want you to be Taker, I don't think Punk would do it.
No, that's what I'm saying. He's not going to happen. Because
Punk is always, see, that's the one thing a lot of people think, is that Punk is always, is not the company man in the sense of being a company man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He wants what he thinks is the best for the fans.
Business.
You know, what was the best for business? You know what I'm saying? You know, as much as it probably pisses some people off to make this comparison, a lot like Triple H. Triple H was the same way. Like, fine, I'll lose, but I want to lose it to this guy because that makes a lot more sense. Instead of just, oh, I'm dropped the belt. Oh, my God, he got the belt down. You know, it's with Punk. Yeah, I'm going off the knowledge that he's going to wrestle for the next. Now, hold on. You said 35. That means what? That's like 1 or 2 more years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got this thing that I think Punk's going to wrestle till he's like 39. I'm giving him 39, actually. Because I don't think he's going to. I think when he meant by retiring, I think he meant like he's going to leave at 38. Like, I ain't doing this for the rest of my life. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I give him 38. So, like I said, 4 to 5 years, man. And you can build something off. But the problem about it is, if he wins, two things. You're missing a match at next year's WrestleMania. And because one thing with Undertaker is always clockwork. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Who's going to fight Undertaker? Who's going to fight Undertaker? It's always a big deal. And the Undertaker matches didn't get good until he fought Batista, in my book. When he fought Batista and won.
What?
From that.
Come on, Undertaker. You talking about Undertaker's matches? You talking about Undertaker's WrestleMania matches weren't good up until that point?
Well, I'm not saying weren't good, but the streak itself really didn't get big until about 2006. You know what I'm saying?
When people started noticing
the
streak?
Yeah, when that number was getting bigger. Yes, exactly. It didn't really mean nothing. It really didn't. That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
That. I give you that.
Yeah, I'm not saying that they weren't good. Like the match he had at I forgot. Who did he wrestle? Was that not Kurt Angle? Was that Kurt Angle he wrestled at WrestleMania? Or am I just making that up in my brain right now?
Nah, you're making that up. Yeah. Yeah, they never fought at WrestleMania.
I don't know, whatever. I forgot who he fought at WrestleMania 1 year. It was, God. Now, see, this is going to really fuck me up. I don't know, whatever. But I thought that was a really good match. But nobody really started noticing until they saw that number up there. Like, huh, this motherfucker is 15-0.
like, huh.
Thinking of Vince, I think we should make this a thing.
Exactly.
So you know, and of course you got two matches that he had are legendary, are just freaking legendary. You know what I mean? Him versus Shawn Michaels twice. And I think a lot of people liked the one last year with Triple H. I thought it was okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna go Bret Hart 4 out of 10. I thought it was pretty good. I think a lot of people just. Because I thought the match of the night, you know, this is me sucking CM Punk's dick again. I thought CM Punk and Jericho was the best match last year at WrestleMania.
It was. It really was.
Yeah.
It really was.
Makes me feel bad because it's like, yo, like, really, do you love Punk that much? I'm like, no. What other match
on that card was better than that? Honestly, what, Triple H Undertaker? We've seen it before.
Yeah, no, I think what everybody liked about it is because it was drama there. Yes, drama does make a... See, this is what WWE does well. Drama does make a match good, you know what I mean? And when it's done very well, which I thought was...
Macho Man Steamboat.
Yeah, Macho Man Steamboat. I'll be honest with you, I love that match. You know what? You know what?
That was my favorite match,
true,
man.
True to life. There was only like 5 minutes of wrestling.
Yes, son.
That's a really good match. It's only like 5 minutes of solid wrestling, man, to be honest with you. I hate everybody who's like, oh, it was so technical. No, the fuck it wasn't. What was y'all watching?
Well, for that time it was,
well,
man.
Guess
it's not.
And WWF turns back then, yes, it was.
That was technical as hell. Like, you know, it's not like let's watch Kurt Angle, Chris Benoit.
Yeah. It wasn't like Kurt Angle, Shawn Michaels, man. You know what I'm saying?
It told a story.
Yeah, I think, but still, you know, it does make a match good, and I think that's why everybody hyped it up on. That's what made Shawn Michaels, both of his matches, and I really have a tough time saying which one is the better one of the two. You know what I mean? I really, I'm serious about it. I really don't know which one is better. But when, you know, you had that coming up, then you got him with CM Punk. The whole thing with Undertaker, you got to make sure who's going to carry this man. Let's just be honest with you. He's pretty much a torso on up that can really do anything, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Even though they say he was walking on the ropes when he was at a house show not too long ago. He said he was still doing his old stuff. I'll be honest with you. Can Taker do another 30-minute match? That's the big
thing. Yeah, but that's why it's like he's got two more in him. That's why I'm saying Punk's not going to win. He'll have a really great match, but he's not going to win. And next year, Undertaker loses in New Orleans.
Yeah, and a lot of people think it's going to be John Cena. I'm like, really, John Cena? Why? And I got to agree with one dude. He said, why does it have to be John Cena? I'm like, yeah, why does it have to be John Cena? I know it makes sense, but come on. Does it really have to be John Cena?
Well, for one, that's a dude who's not going anywhere for a long time.
I'm
personally want to put it on a younger dude.
Yeah.
Who I build the company around. Hell, I'd give it to Ryback.
A lot of people said that too. I don't know, man. See, there's a difference between carrying a match and making the match look good. So I don't know how long that will last because Ryback only has like 6 good moves in him.
Yeah, no, right.
I love him. Look, you know what? Let me put it out there. I don't hate Ryback, but I hate him. Like, because I'll be honest with you, I get hyped up. I watch him. I'll be all hyped up with him. Like, finish this. Like, yeah, kick his ass. And for the most part, I really don't like this dude.
Sure.
I don't know. But, you know, I get it. He's not Ultimate Warrior. I can say that much. But I don't know, man. But, yeah, you know what? Who knows, man? Personally, I think if Punk wins this one, that means Undertaker's retirement. You know.
Yeah.
If he loses, that means he's retiring. You know what I mean? And if Punk loses, That's the one thing they said. That's the one thing they said, that he lost. This is going to be the third pay-per-view that he lost, and they don't want him to lose any type of stain. So, and I'm like, I don't even know if Punk even has any type of leeway right now anyway, but, you know, that's something else, man. You know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, win or lose, we'll get a great match. Yeah. That's how I see it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, one more match we forgot. Brock and Triple H. Excited?
No.
All right. And real quick, why? Real quick, why?
I wasn't excited for the SummerSlam match.
Me either.
I wasn't. I really wasn't. And, I mean, I need Brock. I mean, hell, I was excited for Brock and Cena, and he proceeded to beat the living shit out of Cena to the point to where the crowd was just like, oh my God, this isn't a wrestling match, it's a fight. Because if you remember that, if you watched that match clearly, the crowd was like, yeah, go Cena, go Brock. And it got quiet. As soon as Brock took him down UFC style and gave him a four, and like took Mount and cut his forehead, and it was no blade. You're sitting there going like, yo, Cena is getting his ass whooped. Well,
I'm reminded of a clip off of The Simpsons where Homer was beating up a fake Krusty, and a kid was like, stop it!
And he's already dead!
So, you know, I think with this one, and some people like to say this is Triple H's way of sticking it to Dana White and UFC and all that. I'm like, no, it ain't that. Is that nobody can't wrestle with Brock. That's the problem. That's the nobody wants to wrestle that maniac. That's the problem.
No one wants to wrestle, and I'm not talking about like fake wrestling. Oh. I'm talking actual. Get this dude on the ground. No. Because this dude's like, that is a guy who didn't lose, who pretty much was, he's still UFC mode.
Yeah, that motherfucker thinks he's still in the octagon. That's the problem.
Exactly. He's like, yo, I'm going to make, I legit thought that when he wrestled John Cena, he saw fucking Frank Mir.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the same thing, man. This motherfucker sees Chuck Congo in the ring, like, oh, I'm fucking this dude up.
I'm going to fuck this dude up.
And the one thing that got me about that was, I thought it was, and let me mention that match, I thought that was an incredible match him and Cena had. I thought that was really incredible. I think Cena pulled it out pretty good. He did too, even though that, I'm not going to mention that BS speech at the end. God, no.
You know what I will
that
mention?
That sours everything for me, but go ahead.
You know what I will mention?
What?
Brock trying to jump over the rope and getting caught.
Okay, now here's the great part. Did he put down it? Did he? Now the dirt sheet said it, but I usually don't believe a dirt sheet, but this is what I believed wholeheartedly. He said that Cena did that on purpose to make him look bad. I'm like, no, you can't.
No, you can't jump over the. You have a choice to jump over the rope and clear it.
Nobody told you to do it. What do you call it? They call it a pacha. I think I forgot what they call that move. But yeah, nobody told you to clear the top rope.
Yeah, he's like, no one told you to jump over. Just like no one told you to do a fucking shooting star press. And your big ass. And the messed up thing is, Brock actually could have cleared. Brock, I've seen Brock land a fucking shooting star press.
Yes, he did, because he did it in New Japan Pro Wrestling, because him and Kurt did it again.
He did it beforehand. But what killed me though was the motherfucker came up and he did it and missed completely. And then fast forward to like damn near almost 10 years later,
a simple wrestling move. If you really know how to do it, it's really simple. Come on, Cena knows how to clear a rope. That's all I got
to
tell
you. You didn't have to do that to prove the show. That dude did that, and Brock's sitting there laughing, and he's like, man, I fucked up. And he's just, bruh, come on, you didn't have to do that. You still would have been tough. He's still tough in my eyes, but that shit will never go away.
I think,
that was botch. That was one of my favorite Brock botches.
I think, it's not that it's going to be exciting. It's just the usual, you beat up my father-in-law, therefore I got to win. You know what I'm saying? I get it. I don't care. That's what's really killing me. I don't care. I don't care for this match. And I'm hoping that the rest of the car don't look like that. So, you know, whatever. Anyway, that's Russell School. This is D. It's Shaggy Black. We out. Whoa. We out, y'all. We out.
Later.